Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the working season. If you're a teen looking for a summer job, could be rough out there. Lois Smoody, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
And you own the Paul Bunyan Land theme park in Brainerd, Minnesota?
We do.
And that's the park that's responsible for that very famous Paul Bunyan statue that you can see on the road there?
He's the one that greets all the children. He talks to you.
And was in that unmentionable Coen Brothers movie called Fargo that you guys don't like to talk about out there?
Actually, that wasn't our Paul, but it was the icon of Minnesota.
Now, I'm looking for a job. Can you help me out?
I sure can.
I've got radio experience. I've actually done restaurant work. What kinds of things do you have available for me?
Well, we have several positions. We hire about 65 staff. If you would be someone that would represent our family-owned business, which we take a lot of pride in, and are willing to work, if you are coming at your own... on your own and not parents are sending you, then we would be, an interview.
All right. Would I have to wear a suit of some kind?
No, you won't. If you're a clean cut, like I said, you represent our family business, so we do look for someone that is, appearance is clean cut.
Lois, you kind of misunderstood. Do I have to wear one of those goofy suits that has, like, the head of Paul Bunyan or something and walk around?
No, you don't, no.
Right. And the wages I could expect?
You would expect minimum wage. We are a small business.
What is that? It's been a few years since I got minimum wage.
Right now it's right around between $5.75 and $6 an hour.
And is the fact that I'm 53 years old a problem?
No, it's not. We hire a wide range of ages.
All right, which is sort of a picture of what's going on all across the country for teens looking for summer work. Lois Smoody owns the Paul Bunyan Land theme park in Brainerd, Minnesota. She's hiring, but not everyone is. Justin Jones-Fosu, leadership trainer and host of WEAA's Baltimore's Listen Up program. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
I was looking at some stats here. The unemployment rate for 16 to 24-year-olds has doubled in the past 3 years from 10% to 20%. And as you can hear in my conversation with Lois, 53-year-olds are competing with teens for jobs even at Paul Bunyan Land.
Absolutely. And what we've seen as well is that from 16 to 19 in March, the actual unemployment rate was 26.1% for that group. And it's going to be harder this year than ever. Fewer employers are hiring summer help, and there are lots of experienced adults who are really looking for work. And Congress, which helped us out last year, hasn't provided the stimulus for teenagers to gain employment this year. But there are still some places that prefer to hire teens, and those are the places where teens should start. For example, summer camps prefer to hire teens who have been to the camp themselves, or there's market research organizations that rely on teenagers' help. And always lifeguarding, corn detasseling, and there's other things that teens can check out, such as groovejob.com, gotajob.com, and of course, teensforhire.org.
You ever lifeguarded, Justin?
I did, and I always wanted to, but I think I was afraid to swim.
Oh, you're afraid. Yeah, you have to swim to actually lifeguard. And Lois, you don't have a Justin was saying that there's a preference at summer camps for teens. You don't have a teen preference at Paul Bunyan Land.
No, we don't. I guess if the maturity of the age is what we look for, if they can talk to a customer, eye contact, things like that.
All right, well, listen to one of our listeners who talks about how getting a job as a teen was a really important sort of beginning to a whole lifetime of employment.
Hi, I'm Edgar from Chicago. I got my first job when I was 13 years old, and I have to say it was probably the best thing I did. I think I learned, most of all, work ethic, which has allowed me to work in jobs later in life that I did not necessarily like, and now I currently am working at a job that I absolutely love, and I still have that same work ethic. So I think starting as early as possible is best, probably in your early teens.
Now, Lois, I sort of heard the sort of sense of work ethic in your pitch to me about your facility there, Paul Bunyan Land Theme Park. But are you finding that adults are competing for young people jobs this summer?
Definitely. We just had open interviews last week and hired our staff, and the age variety is huge.
Really? What's your oldest employee, if I can ask?
We have retirees that are 70-plus.
No
wow.
kidding. And teens as well, high schoolers?
We hire from 14 on up.
All right, Justin Jones-Fosu, I want two things from you, okay? I want a tip on if I'm 53, how I can beat out a teenager for a job, and then turn it around and tell me the tip for a teen beating out a 50-year-old.
That's great for me. Excellent. If you're 53, the way that you position yourself in the market right now is that you have great experience, that you can show that you've been consistent, that you've had employment. You may have reached a couple of tough times in tough areas, but that you really are the person that can show the experience. Now, if you're a teen, you come with so much energy. You come showing that I have great volunteer work. Maybe it's babysitting. Maybe it's after school activities. But you come showing your energy and showing that you're willing to put in the work. But as a teen, you have to show professionalism, which comes with the resume and dressing for the interview.
All right. Justin Jones Fasu, great tips there. Leadership trainer, host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up program. Thanks, Justin. And I know you're interested in this next question. Lois, what's the most popular ride there at Paul Bunyan Land theme park?
Oh, they love the Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel? Really?
It is.
The old Ferris wheel?
That's it. That's the best one.
There's not like some Paul Bunyan roller coaster that turns upside down and makes you really sick?
Not at our part.
All right. The Lois Smooty is hiring, folks. She owns the Paul Bunyan Land theme park there in Brainerd, Minnesota. Our thanks to Justin. Let's back to work here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't die, son. You gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.